to stay snacked up is up to you. Delight Grown-Ups Family Cereal. Your day, your way. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: DC warns and cautions Archbishop Alec Banda over motor vehicle investigation. Dairy stakeholders welcome higher duty on imported milk products. 10 found guilty of cyberbullying Bridget Macron.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugema Timothy Jilalam. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has formally warned and cautioned Lusaka Archdiocese Archbishop Alec Banda in connection with investigations into the alleged unlawful possession of a motor vehicle. Speaking after Archbishop Banda appeared before the commission this afternoon, DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba said the Archbishop appeared before the Anti-Money Laundering Investigations Unit, AMLIUM. Mr. Tamba said the investigations relate to a Toyota Hilux motor vehicle bearing registration number ALF7734, which is alleged to be property of the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRM. He explained that Archbishop Banda is suspected to have been in possession of the motor vehicle between April 22, 2021 and December 27, 2023. Mr. Tamba said the vehicle is reasonably suspected to have been unlawfully obtained from ZRM, an offence contrary to Section 319, subsection A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. He stated that when given an opportunity to explain how he came into possession of the motor vehicle, Archbishop Banda opted to remain silent. Mr. Tamba added that investigations into the matter are ongoing and that the public will be informed of the outcome at an appropriate time. Meanwhile, speaking during a Thanksgiving Mass after returning to the Cathedral of the Child Jesus, Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops ZCCB Vice President Charles Kasonde called for love to lead the country and cautioned those in authority to use power wisely for the benefit of the Zambian people.
Mass, we want to say thank you. It is, in a way, also a mass of thanksgiving for the Lord enabling us to walk in faith to the offices that required our presence and also to come back in faith, motivated by the love of God. We need to continue praying for others so that when we pray for others, we realize the importance of sustaining and maintaining the peace. Let us measure our actions, lest we are overtaken by the consequences of our actions, and we make others to do what ordinarily would not do.
And speaking on the sidelines of Mass, former Minister of Information Chimba Kambwili expressed concern that the government was trivializing the matter and abusing its power in a bid to embarrass the Catholic Church. Mr. Kambwili cautioned the UPND government, stating that political power is temporal and it should not be abused to harass people. Civil rights activist Brebna Changala has appealed to the government to appeal to its conscience and find an amicable way to lay former President Edgar Lungu to rest. Today, December 5th, marks exactly 7 months since the death of former President Edgar Lungu, who remains unburied in a South African morgue. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Jangala says it is deeply concerning that the former head of state remains unburied 7 months after his death. Mr. Jangala has appealed to President Hage Ingelema to show leadership on the matter and bring finality to the issue. He says the continued delay is only creating more tension in the country, adding that there is need for healing and national unity rather than division.
Mr. Hage Ingelema is highly vindictive and abusive using state power, which he was looking for 16 years in the opposition. How do you explain that I stand here with you today, that ECL today he has clocked 7 months in a morgue and he cannot be buried because Mr. Akainde Ichilema himself, sorry, sent Attorney General to Africa to sue the grieving family and to sue the cops. And along the way, everybody has moved on. And he still holds on to that body. The family has appealed. All he needs to do is to tell the Attorney General to withdraw the matter in court. And this year will be buried.
The Dairy Association of Zambia has welcomed government's decision to increase customs duty on imported powdered milk, cheese and yogurt to 40% in the 2026 national budget, saying the move will boost local dairy production and reduce reliance on imports that have negatively affected local farmers. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio Association Executive Director Victor Ngandu, says the measure is expected to promote local value addition, stimulate the production of long life milk and yogurt, create employment and contribute to economic growth. Mr. Ngandu notes that local farmers have the capacity to meet national demand with the current annual milk collections standing at about 1,000 million liters. He adds that a recent livestock survey shows Zambia has the potential to produce approximately 245 million liters of milk per year, highlighting a significant production gap that could be filled by local producers.
We are looking at it as something that will stimulate production of the local milk. But we are trying to grow the industry through a lot of intervention so that we can have more milk supplied to the processor. Yeah. Instead of them bringing that material for reconstitution, we are trying to produce a lot of milk locally so that it can replace whatever they're trying to do by importing basically milk powder for reconstitution. Are we producing enough milk in the country? We are producing enough milk in the country, but what we are actually having is a challenge in terms of collecting the.
Meanwhile, the Young Emerging Farmers Initiative says the continued importation of powdered milk has hindered farmers' ability to expand operations and meet growing demand both locally and internationally. EFI Chairperson Matthew Zintabo says although there is increasing interest in exporting milk beyond Zambia's borders, inadequate processing and storage facilities have confined most activities to the informal sector.
So the fact that government has now come in to lump a 40% custom exercise duty on that means that it will be a bit force the price of consumed milk actually to go up, and that will also ensure that people will look to available fresh milk that the farmers would be able to have. That will push the price of milk a bit high, so that it could be more sustainable. So we think that that's a good development, and we applaud government for that intervention. We think it's timely.
The Zambia National Education Coalition has expressed concern over the continued underperformance of boys in schools, attributing the trend to a lack of targeted intervention aimed at improving their enrollment and attendance. Speaking in an interview, ZANEC Executive Director George Hamusunga says while significant efforts have been made to promote girls' education through affirmative action and advocacy campaigns, boys have largely been overlooked. Mr. Hamusunga notes that this imbalance has contributed to a widening education gap between boys.